All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin a beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Chof Zayin 27. And we are picking up three lines up from the bottom, Chof Bava Medbeis, 26b Mesve. Our shir this morning, our shurim this month, are dedicated by Sarah Ayal Steinberg in commemoration of the Yartzeit of Ayal's mother. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an aliyah and the family a Nechama. So let's begin Mesve. So remember again, yesterday we did a really beautiful Mishnah, and the feedback about the Mishnah was actually off the charts. It was incredible. So again, in the Mishnah we spoke about still the topic of what happens if you go ahead and you place the blood in the wrong place. So sacrificial blood is supposed to be placed on the side of the Mizbeach. In the case of the Mishnah, you put it on top of the ramp. So what, or again, or any other deviation for that matter. So the Mishnah said that it is pasul ve'in bo kares. Shmuel came along and said, what does it mean when the Mishnah says it's pasul? It means that the meat is pasul, right? But kapara has been achieved. That was the position of Shmuel. So we spent yesterday analyzing and ultimately challenging that particular position. So we'll say now we're going to go back to with that today. Meisvei. So the Gemara is now going to challenge that position. Meisvei. So the Gemara quotes an interesting brisa. In this brisa, what happens? The Kohen has in mind, he doesn't actually do anything, but he has kavana. So we'll say, remember again, we spoke about this yesterday, although we'll get into greater depth with this. On the Mizbeach itself, the side of the Mizbeach, there was a red line. Some blood applications had to be done on top of the line. Some blood applications had to be done below the line. So what happens if the Kohen has intention to put blood that was supposed to go on top on the bottom, or on the bottom on top? So what's the halacha? The altar kosher. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. It's six lines up on the bottom of Rashi. So Rashi says, So litain la altar in chishev amenas lizrok shalobim koma hayom kosher. We'll say if the Kohen had the intention to throw the blood, albeit in the wrong place, but to do it today, right? To do it. And I will say, I just want to point out, Rashi points out over here that this machshava is taking place during when, either during shechita, kabbalah, or holacha. So during one of the avodos prior to the Zriga, the Kohen has in mind to throw the blood in the wrong place. So let's say, for example, it was blood that was supposed to be sprinkled below the red line. He had intention to sprinkle it above the red line. But when did he have intention to do this? The altar. If his intention was to do it now, in other words, during the Shechita, he has in mind, I'm going to do the Shechita, then I'm going to do the Kabbalah, I'm going to do the Halacha, and then I'm going to do the sprinkling below the line. So we'll say, what's the Halacha? The carbon is kosher. The carbon is kosher. However, again, lemachar pasul. Rabbi say, if at the end of the day he had in mind to what? To sprinkle the blood tomorrow, then ultimately, again, the carbon will be pasul. Chazer v'chishev, supposed to listen to this. What happens if, look at Rashi, chazer v'chishev, ba'avod ha'shnia, amnas la'achlo chutz limkomo pasul, ve'in chayav en karis ha'achilas. Rabbi say, watch this. Let's say that same coin has, during one of the subsequent avodos, intention to go ahead and eat the carbon outside of its prescribed area. So we'll say, let's say, during Shechita, he has in mind to go ahead and sprinkle the blood below the red line, even though, again, the blood is supposed to be sprinkled above the line. All right? But his intention is to do that la'altar immediately. Then during Kabbalah, he has in mind that he's going to eat the carbon outside of its prescribed area. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Top of Chav Zayin, Chutz Limkomo, Pasul. The halacha is the carbon is pasul, ve'ein bo kares. But ultimately, again, there is no obligation, or I should say, there is no punishment of kares. Chutz lizmano, if he went ahead and did one of the avodas he had in mind, that he was going to do some part of the avoda outside of the prescribed time, then what? Pigul, ultimately the carbon is pigul, v'chayovin alav kares. And ultimately, again, he will be chayiv kares for that. Limachar, Rabbi will say, what happens if he has in mind to go ahead and do some part of the avoda tomorrow. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Well, actually, lemachar pasul. Look at Rashi. It's Rashi on the first of the on the last of the wide lines on top. Avalim osa machshava shechishev ba'avoda rishona liten es hanitana lemata lemala. But I will say, if again, if when he had that first machshava, right? Remember again, this is going back for just a moment. When he had, let's say, during shechita, that he has in mind to go ahead and sprinkle the blood in the wrong place. Right, but he has in mind to do it lemachar, to do it tomorrow. So Rashi is finishing that Rashi. Chishev lizrak osa zrika lemachar pasul ki demokmina lekaman midi. So we'll say, listen to this. So lemachar pasul. So watch this. So now we're going back. So let's say again. Remember, we'll say in this case it's actually quite interesting because in this case the kohen is having two wrong intentions, right? The first wrong intention is for the sprinkling of the blood. The second wrong intention is for consumption outside of the permitted area. So lemachar, so we'll say if the kohen goes to him, let's say when he's doing the shechita, has in mind to sprinkle the blood in the wrong place, but he has a mind to do it tomorrow. So chazer v'chishev bein chutz lizmano bein chutz limkomo pasul ve'in bokaris. And I'll say then, let's say subsequently, he goes ahead and what? He goes ahead and has in mind during one of the other avodos to go ahead and either consume the sacrificial meat outside of the prescribed time or outside of the prescribed place, then indeed the carbon is pasul ve'en bo kares. But ultimately, again, there is no obligation or there is no prohibition of kares. Rashi says, chazer v'chishev ba'avod shnia bin chutz lizmano bin chutz limkomo pasul ve'en bo kares da'ha ifsilei b'machshava kamaisa. Because we'll say, listen to this. Let me just explain this to you for just a moment. What the Gemara is suggesting about over here is as follows. I'll illustrate this with the case. During the Shechita, the Kohen has in mind to do the blood application in the wrong place. Okay, does that by itself invalidate the carbon? We've already seen the answer to that is no. No, right? Because remember again, as long as that blood reaches the Mizbeach, we're good. What's the problem over here? The problem over here is he had in mind to sprinkle the blood tomorrow. That's problematic. Once you have in mind to do the Zrika outside of the prescribed time, the carbon is possible. Therefore, what? Therefore, if subsequently, let's say that was during Shechita. Let's say now during Kabbalah. So what happens? The kohen has in mind now to consume the carbon outside of the permitted area. So I'll say, what's the halacha? Under normal circumstances, or let's say easier, consuming outside of their permitted time. So we'll say, under normal circumstances, that would what? That would make the carbon pigle. As we're going to see now, that carbon doesn't become pigle. Why not? Because a carbon could only become pigle when beforehand it was permitted. Since the kohen essentially already invalidated that carbon with what? With the machshava, to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, by definition, the carbon is already pasul, therefore can't become pigle. We're going ahead a little bit. Now watch this. If we accept Shmuel's premise that sprinkling of the blood, even in the wrong place, is still okay. Right? Remember, Shmuel's whole premise of Osei was what? Was what? That as long as that blood gets on the Mizbeach, even if it's in the wrong place of the Mizbeach, it's good. That's why we say, Shalobim komo kim komo domi. If you accept that premise, hi pasul pigolhu. Then I don't understand why you're saying that the carbon is pasul, it should really be pigol. Amar marzutra, zrika desharia basar ba'achila, maisi li de pigol. Zrika de lo sharia basar ba'achila, lo maisi de pigol. So we'll say, this is what I just told you before. So marzutra said no. We'll say, it is only a zrika, only when the zrika permits the meat for consumption, that same zrika ultimately again could cause pigol. But zrika that does not permit meat for consumption cannot become pigol. Which is another way of saying the only way a carbon could become pigol if the carbon was already permitted beforehand. But if the carbon was already usser because of some reason, then the pigol status cannot devolve upon the carbon. So we'll say, for example, in this case, when the kohen during the shechita has in mind that he's not going to sprinkle the blood until tomorrow, then I will say, what's the status of that karban? We're done. We're done. Because once you have in mind to sprinkle the blood outside of the permitted time, we're done. Therefore, I will say, when the kohen subsequently has in mind, remember, how does the karban become pigol? Let's say again, you have in mind to eat it 3 days from now, right? Or outside of the prescribed day. That's what makes it pigol. But that only can become pigol if the carbon before it was permitted. The carbon in this case is already compromised. Therefore, Marzutra says, because it was compromised, right? Well, so by the way, you know what the take-home message is? It takes so much effort to do things wrong, right? There's so much effort involved in this. It's so much less effort just to do the right thing. Mamish machshavas to eat it here, machshavas to do it there. Just have the right machshavas, and life is so much easier. Amir Rav Ashi Rav Zutra. So Rav Ashi Rav Zutra, minalachaha. Where do you know that from? Where do you know that concept from, Rav Osai? That in order for a carbon to become pigul, essentially, again, it had to have been permitted beforehand. And if the carbon ultimately, again, was not permitted, that halacha lemaisa, again, it can't become pigul. Where do you know that from? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, V'im he'achol ye'achel mi'basar zevach shlamav, pigul, yihyeh. Mishe pigulo garamlo. So we'll say, what do you see from here? Essentially, what the Gemara is saying over here is that halacha lemaisa im hachol yeacham b'bzar zevach shlamav b'yom ashlishi lo yiratzah makriva. So pigul yeah. But what the Gemara is essentially saying is, as well as the pasuk says, if the carbon was fit for consumption prior to your pigul thought, right? Which also means prior to your thought to eat it outside of the prescribed time, or to eat outside of the prescribed area, then the carbon will become pigul. But lamaisa mishe pigulo garamlo. The carbon only becomes pigul, I will say, when what? When it was the pigul prohibition that caused the carbon to become aser. Yatsa ze she'ein pigulo garamlo, ela isu ela ister davar acher garamlo. We'll say, but this comes to exclude what? This comes to exclude something else, which lemaisa again she'ein pigulo garamlo, where the carbon didn't become asa because of pigul, rather the carbon became asa because of something else. For example, in this case, where the carbon becomes pigul, why, Rabosai? Because the kohen has the wrong intention in terms of when he's going to sprinkle the blood. So the Gemara says, ihaki, if that's the case, if sule namilo lifso. If that's the case, I don't understand, then why is the carbon pasul? Then why should it become pasul? Am Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, midi dahava amachsheves hinuach, va'alibad Rabbi Huda. To which the Gemara says, we'll say, look at Rashi just a moment, it's the last two short lines in Rashi, on the top, amachsheves hinuach, toha chashiv miha lahanicho lemachar. Because we'll say, essentially the Gemara says, is any time that you have intention to leave a carbon, right? Essentially, anytime you have wrong intent, that's as if you have leaving the carbon past the prescribed time. And anytime you're leaving over the carbon past the prescribed time, by definition, the carbon becomes pasul. Rashi says, "Oviyar v'alibud Rabbi Yehuda lekaman beperakala psulin tinan lahaniach." Excuse me, tinan lahaniach midamol lemachar kosher. Rabbi Yehuda posel. So anytime Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that anytime you're intentionally leaving over something sacrificial, by definition, ultimately, again, that carbon becomes possible. Good. So I just want to point out, up until now, we've been focusing on the sheet of Shulam. Remember, again, let's link this all back to the Mishnah. Let's understand what's happening over here. The Mishnah introduced us to the concept that if blood applications happen outside of the wrong place, then what's the halacha, Rabosai? What's the halacha? The carbon is possible. Right, the carbon is pasul. That was lashon of the Mishnah was pasul ve'in bo karis. We're trying to now define what does pasul mean. Shmuel, so far we've had the shita. Remember again, when I ask these questions, it's a 50-50. Right, so if you just mumble, I'm going to assume that you're correct. So just go with that. So remember again, we're trying to figure out what does pasul mean. So Shmuel says pasul means you can't eat the meat. The buster is pasul, but the carbon is affected. Where does Shmuel get that shita from? I said that is all predicated on one basic principle, which is what? Shalobim komo, kim komo dami. That essentially, again, Yaakov, you said that. You said shalobim komo, I heard you. Right? Good. So essentially, right, what does it mean? Shalobim komo, kim komo dami means that I will say, as long as that blood reaches the Mizbeach, you're good. As long as the blood reaches the Mizbeach, you're good, even if it's not in the right place. We just challenge that assertion, and therefore this yields now another opinion. Reish Lakish Shamar. We'll say now we have a second opinion. This is a second opinion in the interpretation of the Mishnah. Amar the Olam Pasul Mamish. So Reish Lakish says no. When the Mishnah says Pasul, we'll say, what does Pasul mean? Pasul means you can't eat the meat, and what else? The owners have not achieved atonement. So the carbon is totally invalid when you apply the blood in the wrong place. Yet, Rabbi says something very interesting. Yet, Reish Lakish agrees with Shmuel's assertion that what? That even wrongful placement of the blood, that even placing the blood on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, is still an effective placement. velo kasha, and there is no contradiction. Kan shenasan b'shtika, kan shenasan ba'amira. This is actually quite interesting. So Reish Lakish brings an interesting distinction, because also remember again the Gemara quoted the second brisa yesterday. So what does Reish Lakish say? Look at Rashi. The ola kigon kan shenasan b'shtika. Rashi says, we'll say it's in the wider, not in the widest lines, but the wider lines, are 7 lines down. Kan shenasan b'shtika. Rashi says, drasha dekra. So Reish Lakish says as follows. He will say, if the Kohen goes ahead and essentially does the blood application b'shtika, silently, then I will say ultimately again it will be good. But ultimately again, when there is an amira, when there is an accompanying statement, that's when it's going to be problematic. So again, if you look for just a moment. Fine, we'll see this afterwards. So Tanan. So we'll say, now the Gemara phrases the whole question that the Gemara asked on Shmuel, the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Tanan, Chishev liten esani tarna lamata lamala, lamala lamata, ad midi dehava machshava siluach, vali with Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say, now the Gemara is condensed an entire amid of questions in 4 lines. So the Gemara asks all the same questions we asked on Shmuel and asked them again on Reish Lakish. Fine. The Gemara now advances another opinion, Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say now we have a third opinion as to the interpretation of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Idi v'Idi Shenasan B'Shtika. We'll say now both the Braisa that we quote in Amud Beis as well as the Mishnah is where the Kohen did the blood application and didn't say anything. V'Shelo B'Mkomo Lav Kim Komo Dami. Ooh. Well, so Rabbi Yochanan comes along and he challenges the basic assertion that was central to the Shidos of Reish Lakish and Shmuel, namely, Shalobim Komo is Lav Kim Komo. We'll say, when you place the blood in the wrong place, that is as if you threw the blood on the ground. So we'll say, so therefore again, you place the blood on the ramp, that is not the equivalent of placing the blood on the side. Shalobim Komo, Lav Kim Komo Dami. Watch this. Vahadika Dam Hanefesh. Hadaleka dam hanefesh. So we'll say, watch this. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if you do a wrongful blood placement, Rabbi Yochanan, what is it all dependent on? What it's all dependent on, Rabbi Yochanan, is at the end of the day, is there more dam hanefesh available? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Idi V'Idi, Masnisin Diktani Pasov Aleka Takanta, Umasnisin Dikhala Psulin Diktani Takanta, Shinasan B'Shtika. Rabbi Yochanan, watch this. Rabbi Yochanan says, we'll say, when you go ahead and you place, and you do a wrongful placement, blood placement on the Mizbeach, we'll say, so whether or not that carbon is possible is dependent on one simple thing, which is there more blood? Now remember again, for Zrika purposes, it's not just any blood, you need Dama Nefesh. What's Dama Nefesh? Dama Nefesh is that blood that initially spurts out. We'll discuss, by the way, how long, meaning blood could spurt out for a while. So we'll discuss again how, like, what's the window that's called Dam HaNefesh. So Rabbi Yochanan says something very interesting. So Shalobim Komo is Lav Kim Komo Dami. If you place that blood on the wrong place of the Mizbeach, we'll say, what's the status of that placement? Here we go, what's the status of that placement? Puzzle. Right? Puzzle. Why? Because again, you gotta get it on the right spot. And if it's not on the right spot, it's puzzle. What Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan is, but what you do, and this is very interesting, what you do have the possibility for, Rabbi Yochanan is what? Is a do-over. Is a do-over. If there's more dam hanefesh, if you have more blood available, you have the opportunity to do the zrika again in the right spot. So the Gemara says, watch this. So tanan pasul vein bokari. So also remember again. So our Mishnah said pasul that when you place the blood in the wrong place, it is pasul, but it's no karis. Bishlam Reish Lakish. Hainu diktani pasul ve'in bokare. So we'll say, according to Reish Lakish, I understand why the Mishnah uses the lashon of its pasul and in bokare. Rashi says, Bishlam Reish Lakish, duki mastisen kishnas machshava. It's trich lemisne in bokare. Lashmina dafagav dechashe ben zrika toch letochs mano ein opigo. So we'll say, I understand ultimately again according to Reish Lakish why the Mishnah uses the verbiage of pasul ve'in bokare. El Rabbi Yochanan. My ein bo karis. Rabbi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Mishnah use the lashon of ein bo karis? Of course it's ein bo karis. Rabbi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, remember again, when you do a wrongful blood application, what do you have the ability to do? A do-over. So of course, if you have the ability to do a do-over, if there's more dam on efesh, then of course in Bokaris, to which the Gemara says, Kashya. You're right, that is a question on Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Ulu Shmuel, my in Bokaris, and about according to Shmuel, what does it mean when it says there's no Karis? Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say, in Nasan b'machshava, pasul ve'in Bokaris. We'll say what it means according to Shmuel is, that if you went ahead and you did the wrongful blood application, b'machshava, with the erroneous mindset, puzzle, but nevertheless, there is no karis. Rashi says over here, the Shmuel my inbo karis. Diunami moki lebishtika. Hachi kamar im nasim machshava. The chutz lizmano puzzle the inbo karis. The Rebbe said, according to Shmuel, if you went ahead and you did the blood application with the intention that you were going to go ahead and consume the carbon chutz lizmano, it is puzzle, but there is no karis. Rabbi Yochanan, ish shalobim komo. Lav kim komo dami. So we'll say, watch this. Now let's go back to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. If according to Rabbi Yochanan we paskin that shalobim komo is lav kim komo dami, that's when you do a blood application on the wrong place. We'll say, what's the status of the blood application? It's as if it's, so again, wrong placement is tantamount to no placement. In other words, when you sprinkle the blood on a wrong spot of the mizbeach, that's the equivalent to what? Throwing the blood on the floor. Then what? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. So the Havi ki nishbach minakli ala ritzpa. So we'll say, if that's the case, so we'll say, when you do a wrongful placement, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so shalobim komo is lav kim komo dami, then that should be the equivalent of, we'll say, the blood spilling on the floor, via sveno. And what should you be able to do? You should be able to collect the blood up off the mizbeach, and once again resprinkle it on the right place. And I will say now, again, apparently, we're going to explore this, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, I will say, what happens in a regular case, where the coin, can you imagine the coin's carrying the keys in the halacha, he trips, the blood spills. Apparently, and we'll see this inside, but apparently, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is the ability, the coin has the ability to gather up some of the blood, or whatever blood he can, take it back, take it to the mizbeach, and sprinkle it then. If you hold that shalobim komo is lav kim komo dami, that when you place blood on the wrong part of the mizbeach, that is not a kosher placement, then what? That should be the equivalent of spilling it on the ground. Just like by spilling it on the ground, you could gather it back up and resprinkle it. So what? So maybe go ahead and say the same thing over here. Go ahead, gather it up off the mizbeach, and what? And reapply it. To which the Gemara says, savar la kiman da'amar lo yasvenu. Because we'll say, apparently, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the opinion who holds that no, even in a case where the coin were to trip and spill the blood on the floor, you don't have the license to regather it up. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modin binisanim lemala shenasnan lemala shenasnan. I'm sorry, shenasnan lemala lemata shenasnan lemata shloki mitzvasan lo yasvenu. We'll say everyone agrees. Hakol modin, everyone agrees. That ultimately, again, if you placed the blood in the wrong place, that's what? You cannot collect it and reapply it. Lo nechluku ela binisanin lemala shenasnan lemata. So I'll say, where do they disagree? In the case of those bloods that should be applied below the red line, that replaced a blood above the red line, or lemata shenasnan lemala, or something that was supposed to be placed below, that was placed above, Shabiosi Omer lo yasvenu. So Rabbi Yossi says you cannot go ahead and collect it. But Rabbi Shimon Omer yasvenu. And Rabbi Shimon says, so we'll say that what? You can go ahead and recollect it. Umishna seinu kedivrei haomer lo yasvenu. But our Mishnah also reflects the opinion that says what? Once you sprinkle the blood, Rabbi Yossi, you cannot collect it. And Rabbi Yossi, by the way, it's not just once you sprinkle the blood. Apparently, the Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, also feels that even if a coin were to trip and to spill the blood on the ground, you also would not go ahead and recollect it in order to go ahead and resprinkle it. Rav Chista says, Rav Chista Amar Avimi, Hakol modim binitonin lemata, shenosnan lemala. The Rebbe will say, watch this, everyone agrees that if the blood application was supposed to be done below the red line, and you put it above the red line, shelo ya'asvenu, that you cannot go ahead and collect the blood in order to resprinkle it, the chol shekein, and all the more so, binitanin lemala, shenasnan lemato. ultimately, again, and all agree that what? That if the blood was sprinkled below the line, that if it's supposed to be placed above the line, and you place it below the line, Hoil v'damim ha'alyonim l'matahein b'ayin. We'll say, this is actually interesting, that in the case where ultimately, again, in the case of nisan l'mala shenasna l'mata, if the blood was supposed to be placed above the red line, but you placed it below the red line, so there are those who say that ultimately, again, that is going to be kasher. Why? Because the ma'aseh, anything you place above the red line will ultimately what? Come down below the red line, meaning it drips down, obviously, at some point in time. Lo nechleku, where's the machlokes case? Ella b'nisanin lifnim shenasnan b'chutz. Or b'chutz shenasnan lifnim. But say, where does the machlokes case come up? Not as much about erroneous placement above the red line or below the red line, but rather, again, erroneous placement inside or outside. In other words, let's say you took a carbon that was supposed to be offered up inside, out, on the outer altar, and you went ahead and you offered up on the inner mizbeach, or vice versa. That's where the real machlokes comes up. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that what Rabbi say, that if you offered up, if you sprinkled the blood, or you did any sacrificial rite on the wrong mizbeach, what do? Gather up what you did, and now bring it to the right mizbeach. Look at Rashi for just a moment. It's almost right across in Rashi. Shabbi Yossi Omer Ya'asvenu, Dechivan de la mizbeach ze lo hayaroi, lo kalti klal. But see, now this is actually very interesting. Rabbi Yossi holds that when you do a sacrificial rite on the wrong mizbeach, then what? That is a totally irrelevant action. Because it is a totally irrelevant action, therefore what? Therefore, again, all you need to do is pick it up, right? Gather up whatever you did and bring it to the right mizbeach. He says the placement on the wrong mizbeach has absolutely no sacrificial impact. Therefore, gather up what you did, bring it to the right mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says, no, lo ya'asvenu. You cannot go ahead and collect it from the mizbeach. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Ya'asenu, Shari the Shem Mizbeach Hayaroi, Vahari Balashum Mizbeach. So once again, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that no, even though you offered up on the wrong Mizbeach, Lamaisa what? You put it on a Mizbeach. Once it comes on a Mizbeach, Rabbi Osai, that is sacrificially, what's the right word? Not relevant, but sacrificially impactful, and therefore, once it's done. You cannot collect and put it on the wrong mizbeach, on the right mizbeach. Which is actually fascinating. Machlokas. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Af Anan Namitanina. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, the truth is, we also learn this halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Hi Haola. So we'll say the pasuk says, Zos. So what the Gemara is doing over here, we'll say, is as follows. It's the pasuk is Tzavis Aron Vezban of Leimor. Zos Toras Haola. He ha'ola al mokda al mizbeach kol alayla ad aboker veisha mizbeach tu kadbo. In that pasuk, you have a number of what we'll call limiting or exclusionary words. We have zos, he, ha'ola. Those are limiting words. What do we learn from there? Hari elu mi'utin. We'll say these words ultimately, again, are exclusionary words. What does it come to teach me? Meaning it's coming to exclude something. Prat, it's coming to exclude. But in other words, it's coming to tell me the cases where the Ola will be invalid. What are the cases where the Ola is invalid? Prat, l'nishchat balayla. But it comes to exclude a case where what? The Ola is shechted at night. That I will say ultimately, again, if the Ola is shechted at night, it's invalid. Vishenishbach dama, or the blood was spilled. Or shiyatza dama chutz lekilayim. Or ultimately, again, that's what, or if the blood, right, was taken out of the curtains of the Azara, in any of these cases, even if the carbon was taken up, imalsa teirid. Ultimately, again, the carbon is removed from the Mizbeach. Rabbi said, take a look at Rashi in just a moment. Pratlin ishbach damo lin ishchata balay lebishiyatza damo, aval shar psulin im alu lo yardu. Rabbi said, any other type of psul, if it was offered, we don't take the carbon off the mizbeach. Look, come on, parak on mizbeach, mekadesh, mefar Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, demar. Fine. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, ainli ela Ola. But I only know that this concept. So we'll say this is actually a very important principle. What the Gemara just told me was what I will say, that when it comes ultimately again to a carbon, even if things are done wrong, once it's done, it's done. There are a few cases where if it was done wrong, the carbon has to actively be removed from the mizbeach. So if the carbon was shechted at night, or if lemaisa again the blood spilled on the ground, or the blood was taken out of the mechitzas, the confines of the Beis Hamikdash, those are cases where the carbon is totally invalidated, and even if the carbon went up on the Mizbeach, you take it down. But for any other type of invalidation, if the carbon went through anyway, once it's on the Mizbeach, then what? We do not take it down. So the Gemara says, but however, Shimon says, Imi ala ola. I only know this applies to an ola. Sheminayim the rabbos, shenishchata balayla, vishenishbach dama, vishiyatza dama chutz lekelayim, vahalon, vahayotze, vahatamish nishchat lizmano, vichutz limkomo. So we'll say these are all the other cases of psulim. How do I know about all the other cases where ultimately, again, lon, the carbon was left over overnight, vayotze, or was taken out, vatame, or was done by a tame, shenishchat chutz lizmano, or rejected outside of its prescribed time, vichutz with the intention to consume it outside of its prescribed time, vichutz limkomo, or to eat it outside of its prescribed area, vishakiblo psulin, or somebody who was puzzled did Kabbalah, vizarka as dama, or someone who's possible sprinkle the blood. Vanitanan lamala shanaslan lamata, or blood that was supposed to be above the red line was placed below the red line. Hanitanan lamata shanaslan lamala, or below the line was placed above the line. Vanitanan bifnim shanaslan bachutz, or for that matter, again, it was supposed to go on the inner mizbeach, went on the outer, or the outer went on the inner. So the Gemara says, Vachata sheshachta shalol lishman, or excuse me, HaPesach vachata sheshachta shalol lishman, or Pesach rachata that was done shalol lishman, minayin. We'll say, how do I know, again, ultimately, again, that these psulim apply to other korbanos, not just ola as well? Talmud lomar, Toras ha'ola. Therefore, the pasuk says what? Toras ha'ola riba. Riba Torah achas dechala olin shim alu lo yardu. Rosei teaches me again that there is one Torah for all korbanos, teaching me that even in a case where something wrong was done with the korban, nevertheless, again, if it was offered up, we do not take it down. So Rosei said, again, the Gemara just teaches me an incredible, and we'll see this in the Rambam in just a moment, but really teaches me an incredible, incredible halacha. An incredible halacha, Rosei, which is that halacha lemaisa, even if certain things are done wrong with the carbon nevertheless stands. In other words, if it was offered up, we do not take it down from the Mizbeach. Yachal Shani Rabbi will say, but even this halacha has its limitations. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro. But even this halacha has its limitations. Yachal Shani Marbe Es Harove Vahanirva Vahmukta Vahnevan. I might have thought that this includes even, let's say, Bosai offered up a sacrificial animal that was rove nirva, either that was sodomized or the animal sodomized something else. Va'mukta, an animal that was set aside for avodah zarah. Ne'evad, an animal that was worshipped for avodah zarah. Esnon, which was an animal that was given to a harlot for payment for services. Va'mechir, or an animal that was exchanged for a dog. Va'kilayim, or crossbred animals. Trefa, an animal with some type of injury that's going to cause it to die imminently. The Yotze Dofen, or Bosse, is actually very interesting as well. An animal which was delivered through a C-section, which is also, again, usser, cannot be offered up as a carbon. I'm at a thought, Bosse, said that even in all of these cases, if the animal was offered up, then what? We just let it stay on the Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar, Zos. Therefore, Bosse, the Pasuk says Zos. No, only certain disqualifications allow the animal to remain on the Mizbeach. But the rest of these disqualifications are also required the animal to be removed from the Mizbeach. But I don't understand, how do you know which disqualifications allow the carbon to be offered up, or which disqualifications require the carbon to be taken down? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Mar ba'anies elu shaya pisulan bakodesh. Essentially, again, the Gemara says, you know, any carbon that, I guess for lack of a better term, we'll call it, has a pre-existing condition. If there's a pre-existing condition, if you put it on the Mizbeach, you have to take it off. Any carbon that developed a condition while in the status of its different stages of its avoda, that's the type of carbon which, if offered up, can remain on the Mizbeach. So, for example, again, if the animal was sodomized, that's a pre-existing condition. Worship for avodah zarah, pre-existing condition. Those things that halacha lemaisa, again, animals are trefa. Those are things that are both, even if you put the animal on the Mizbeach, you have to take it back down. But for other carbonos, which are both say the psul developed in the midst of the carbonic process, that ultimately, again, that ultimately, again, if it was put on the Mizbeach, can remain there. So Katani Mihar, the Rabbah said, but again, so what do we see from here? Hanitonin lemata, shenoslan lemata. I will say what we do learn is that any carbon that was supposed to have its blood application below the red line, that was placed above the red line, or for that matter, again, it was above, it was supposed to be above the line, it was placed below the line. Below Polig Rabbi Yehuda. And we see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on this case. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum dekalte mizbeach. It must be because Rabbi said that ultimately, again, once the offering came on the mizbeach, then lemais, again, it remains, even though things were done wrong with the carbon. Ushma mina lo ya'asano. I will say, what do you see from here? Ultimately, again, that once the blood was applied, we do not recollect it, and even, I'm sorry, once the blood was applied, albeit in the wrong place, we don't what? We don't recollect it and reapply it. Am Rabbi Lazar says, Mizbeach ha-Panimi Mekadish. So we'll say, the Gemara now switches gears here to just a different halacha for a moment. We'll see the halacha lamais in both of them. So Rabbi Lazar says as follows, Mizbeach ha-Panimi Mekadish Psulin. Rabbi Eliezer says that Rabbi Osai, if halacha lemaisa, so literally again, if you place, so well, look at Rashi, mekadesh psulim, third of the widest lines, shim alu lo yardu af agav lo ksiv kra ela bechitzon. Rabbi Eliezer says as follows, that if you offered up something on the inner mizbeach, even though again it wasn't supposed to be offered up on the inner mizbeach, or for that matter again, you did something wrong on the inner mizbeach, then Rabbi Osai, what's the halacha? Mekadesh psulim. Ultimately, again, the inner mizbeach is mekadeshit. The carbon is effective. Ma'akamashalon, what's the novelty here? Tanini, we learned this. Hanitanim bifnim. But remember again, the Mishnah explicitly told me that a carbon that was supposed to be offered up on the outside, that was offered up on the inside, is, meaning, again, we learned pasul, but in bokaris, to which the Gemara says, ime hasam, if you were to learn from the Mishnah, hava amina hanimili, dam dechazile. I would have thought that only applies like to things like blood applications, which ultimately is done on the inner mizbeach as well. Aval komets de lo chazile imalo. But also saying komets, which is what? Which is the carbon mincha, ultimately again, that is not offered up on the outer mizbeach, is not offered up on the inner mizbeach, only offered up on the other outer mizbeach. I might have thought that if it was erroneously offered up there, it should not be good. To which the Gemara says, Kamashwalon, no. That Rabbi said the inner mizbeach has, once something is offered up on the inner mizbeach, even if it doesn't belong there, the inner mizbeach is miratza. So meisvei, kitores zora sha'ala agabi mizbeach turat. But yet we learn that what? That if you have kitores zora, right? We'll say if you have an illegal kitores offering that was offered up on the mizbeach, it has to be taken down. She'im lecha mekadesh psulin ela mizbeach achitzon bera oilo. Because Rabbi say ultimately, again, the only thing that sometimes works is if what? The Mizbeach HaChitzon, the only time where an illegal offering will work is if it's on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, but something that is normally offered up on that Mizbeach. But Kitores, which is never offered up on the outer Mizbeach, Rabbi say, if it's accidentally put on the outer Mizbeach, what do you do with it? You have to take it down. Chitzon in, so what do you see from here? Chitzon in Penimilo. Rabbi say, you see from here that what? That it is only the outer Mizbeach, Rabbi Osai, that has the ability that if you offer up an illegal offering on it, that the Mizbeach HaChitzon has the ability to accept that carbon. But if that same process is done on the inner Mizbeach, Rabbi Osai, it doesn't work. Taritzachi, explain it this way. Kitores Zora Sha'osa Le Mizbeach HaChitzon. Rabbi Osai, watch this. If you had an illegal Kitores offering that was offered up on the outer Mizbeach, Tered. Ultimately, again, that has to be taken down. She'in mizbeach achitzon mekadesh psulin ela harayilo. Because also the only quote-unquote illegal karbonos that the mizbeach achitzon, the outer mizbeach, could retain are karbonos which have a place on a mizbeach. Which we'll say, essentially what we're saying is as follows. There is a mechanism where even if a karbon is offered up in the wrong way, it could work. It could work. But there's a caveat to that. What's the caveat? It has to be the type of carbon that is normally offered up on this Mizbeach. If this is the type of carbon that is never offered up on this Mizbeach, then what? Then the Mizbeach cannot help it. So for example, if a coin accidentally goes ahead and offers up Kitores on the outer Mizbeach, Rabosai, nothing doing. You gotta take it down. Why? Why? Because Kitores has nothing to do with the outer Mizbeach. We don't offer Kitores on the outer Mizbeach. Kitores is only offered up on the inner Mizbeach. Therefore, if you make that mistake and you offer up Kitores on the outer Mizbeach, you have to take it down. However, again, the Gemara says, however, v'hapnimi, I will say, but the inner mizbeach is even stronger than the outer mizbeach. How so? V'hapnimi, bein ro'ilo, ubein she'ilo ro'ilo. We'll say, this is actually quite amazing. The inner mizbeach, I will say, what's the halacha? It has the ability, even if you offered up the wrong carbon on it. In other words, we'll say, even if you offered up a carbon that does not belong on the mizbeach panimi, right? Just, it's not offered there. The Mizbeach Panimi is still able to go ahead and accept that carbon. My time, so we'll say the Mizbeach Panimi is even stronger than the Mizbeach Achitzon. Well, so remember, Mizbeach Achitzon can only work for a carbon that is supposed to be offered up there. So then even if certain aspects of that carbonic process are flawed, the Mizbeach Panimi could still accept that carbon. But if you put something on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, excuse me, the Chitzon, I'm sorry. If you put something on the Mizbeach HaChitzon that does not belong there, right? For example, Kitores on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, then what? You got to take it down. Masha'ikin, the Gemara says, when it comes to Mizbeach HaPanimi, even if you put the wrong type of carbon on that Mizbeach HaPanimi, the Mizbeach could still accept it, and you need not remove that carbon from the Mizbeach HaPanimi. What's the reason? My taima? Hayritzpa v'hay klisha. So this is actually very interesting. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach Rabosai, is considered to be ultimately an extension of the floor, an extension of the ground. Rashi says, Hayritzpa, four lines are from the bottom in Rashi. Ve'binyan avonim shelo nimshach lefichach in kidushasa bazech hamura. We'll say it's a stone structure that is considered to be an extension of the ground. Therefore, again, its ability to accept karbanos is limited to the types of karbanos which are supposed to be offered up on it. On the other hand, the Mizbeach HaPanimi Rabosai has the status, actually quite beautifully, of a kli sharis. It has the status, ultimately, again, remember it's made of gold, it has the status of a utensil. Because it has the status of a utensil, its kedusha is more acute. Because its kedusha is more acute, apparently, it has the ability to accept any type of carbon on it, even if what? Even if it's not the right type of carbon. And Rabbi said, listen to this. This is the halacha in the Rambam. So the Rambam paskins, this is in Parag Gimel of halacha yuches, psulei mikdash. Listen to this. Mizbeach hapnimi, mekadish psulin, bein ru'uyin lo, bein she'un re'enan ru'uyin lo. Rabbi said, the inner mizbeach has the ability to accept all carbonos, whether it is a carbon that it should be offered up on it, shouldn't be offered up on it. Avam mizbeach achitzon, but the outer mizbeach, eino mekadish ela psulin haru'uyin glo kimosha me'arnu, only has the ability to accept carbonos of the type which are normally offered up on the mizbeach achitzon. Ketzad, watch this. Mizbeach achitzon sha'alo lo zvachim shenifso lo yardu. So we'll listen to this. For the outer mizbeach, if let's say you have a regular carbon that became pasul, but for some reason, again, it was offered up, once it goes on the mizbeach, then what are both saying? You don't take it down. Also, lo kitores zara tered, sheina kitores zara ruyu le mizbeach achitzon. We'll say, if a kohen accidentally, so any type of animal offering or mincha offering that was offered up on the outer mizbeach, we'll say, once it was offered up, even though it's a flawed carbon, nevertheless, what? You leave it alone. You leave it alone. However, if a kohen accidentally offered up kitores on the mizbeach achitzon, then what Rabbi say? You take it down. You have to take it down. On the flip side, avam mizbeach hapanimi sha'ala lo komets mincha bein kasher bein pasul lo yered v'chein ki yotzei bazeh. Rabbi say again, if you offered up the wrong type of carbon on the mizbeach hapanimi, once it's been offered up, you do not take it down. So the Gemara says, "Kishem sham mizbeach mekadesh asaroilo." I'm sorry, but mizbeach panimi l'shalol komas mincha bein kasher bein pasul lo yered v'chol ki yotzei bazeh. So we'll say, oh, again, the Rambam goes on. So we'll say, so that's the halacha. That's a dramatic distinction between the mizbeach achitzon and mizbeach hapanimi. One other verse, just to close out the sugya, because now we got up to the Mishnah. We'll say, listen to this. How do we paskin about the halacha in the Mishnah about wrongful blood applications? Dam. So this is the Rambam Beis Yud. Dam shemitzvaso litin oso lemala mechatzia mizbeach shenasla lemata. O shemitzvaso litin lemata venasla lemala. O shemitzvaso litin obichnin behecha venasla abamizemachitzon. O nitana al mizbeach achitzon shenasla litin behecha. O shenasla nama nitana bechutz ala kevesh shlugging al yisod. So we'll say, what happens if you apply the blood in the wrong place? Above the line, below the line, on the ramp as opposed to the side of the altar, not opposite the base, inside when it should have been, outside when it should have been, inside. We'll say, what is that? Halacha? Hare basar hazevach pasul, va'afal pikein, niskapru habay limbo, Kevan Shiegia Dam Lamizbeach. So we'll say Salocha Lemaisa again. We paskin that as long as that blood makes it to the Mizbeach, somewhere on the Mizbeach, then what? The carbon is effective, but you cannot eat the meat. Why? Because Afapi Shiegia Shalom Bimkomo, Harehu Kimoshi Gilim Komo Lechaper. As we'll say, we paskin like Shmuel. We paskin Shalom Bimkomo Kimakomo Dami, and therefore again, you can't eat the meat, but the carbon is effective. So as long as the blood was applied somewhere on the Mizbeach, even if it's the wrong place on the Mizbeach, you can't eat the meat, but the carbon is effective. Kapara has been achieved. We'll say, when is this true? One last caveat. This is assuming the Kohen who's doing the Avodah is Kasher L'Avodah. So we'll say, listen to this. So now the Rambam is describing both these cases. So we pass, like, Shmuel Shalom Kamokim Kamodami. As long as the blood gets to the Mizbeach, Sabbath on Mizbeach, the carbon is good. But also the interesting case, what happens if a pasul went ahead and what? Did the blood application, did the zrika? So we'll say, watch this. What's the halacha? The carbon is not pasul. Rather, ela yachsir akasher v'kabel shara dama nefesh v'izrak adam bimkomo. But also we do pass like Rabbi Yochanan, and you can have a do-over. As long as there is still some dam hanefesh left, a kohen kasher could come along and do proper zrika, and ultimately the carbon will be kasher.
I don't understand. If a Kohen does Zrika, and let's just say in between the time that blood leaves and it touches them as there.